I understand that you attempted suicide several times as a child.
Yes. So when I got with my mom, me and her used to get into it a lot. And I feel like that she was just, she didn't like me as well. That's what I felt because of what she went through with her mom. Mm-hmm. And so I was a cutter. I used to cut my arms a lot. I would try to put belts around my neck so I can pass out. I would sniff nail polish. I would do things so I can take my own life away because I wasn't happy. Like, I just wanted somebody to love me, and I felt like if I was hurt, if I disappeared, that they will come looking for me. That's mm-hmm. the type I was looking for, that love.
Yeah.
And so my dad wasn't around at all. I mean, he came here and there, but every time he would come, I would latch onto him, and then he would leave, and that would break my heart every time because I wanted my dad to save me and be there for me, but he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was times my mom did tactics with me, too. She would make me take a bath. And when I would get out of the bath, I would be, you know, with no clothes on, naked and wet. And so she would whip me, and that would leave me welts all over my body with the belt. And so and then when she did stuff like that, it was like a tactic to me, you know. And then she also did other times she'll throw something at me. She'll throw plates, brushes, whatever she can grab to throw at me. And there was times I had bruises all up and down my leg when I went to school, but I would hide it. And so, but I showed my neighbors, the kids in my block, and nobody really said anything about it, you know, what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so it got pretty bad at the age of 14. She poured chemicals on me and in my mouth, and it burned my skin. So I ended up calling the cops on her. And at that time, law enforcement wasn't as strong when it came to stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, now they'll send you, you'll go to jail. But mm-hmm. at that time, it wasn't that bad to them. So they went ahead and referred us to the social workers, and they put me in the foster care system.